action by the EU. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The chief executive of the European Union says the 27-nation bloc will close its airspace to Russian airlines. And for the first time ever, EU will finance weapons and other equipment for a third-party nation, Ukraine. This as Russian forces continue their siege. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson is in the university city of Lviv.
Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are passing through here, scrambling to get west to the safe zone to the Polish border. So we went to the train station as well, and we found out that all the trains are sold out this week. In the past 24 hours, 120 Americans have left Ukraine, according to U.S. officials, a sign of the desperation many are feeling right now since the Russian invasion. And while it's notable the Russian tricolor flag has not been raised over any major city in this country, the students we're speaking to are very nervous. They feel like it's only a matter of time.
Russian President Putin ordered Russian nuclear forces on high alert. Ukrainian President Zelensky has agreed to send a delegation to meet with Russian officials near the border with Belarus. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman on NBC's Meet the Press.
I think Ukrainians know how to do it, and they also know to be distrustful of whatever the Russians say, since everything that Vladimir Putin has said and other Russian officials has been propaganda, disinformation, so they need to be careful.
Zelensky has previously rejected Russia's offer for talks in Belarus. Gas prices even higher due to the conflict in Eastern Europe.
Up a dime in the past 2 weeks to $3.64 for regular grade. A diesel is up 12 cents to $4.02. Crude oil prices were pushed higher by the invasion of Ukraine, and sanctions may cause the world oil market to tighten further, in which case we would certainly see more of same in the next few days.
Troby Lundberg is publisher of the Lundberg Survey. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump got 59% of the vote as to who conservatives want to run in 2024 in a straw poll announced today at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis got 28%. Former President Trump spoke at the conference last night with Russian President Putin among his many topics.
The problem is not that Putin is smart, which of course he's smart, but the real problem is that our leaders are dumb.
The Conservative Political Action Conference winds down today in Orlando. The president delivers his State of the Union address Tuesday. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal tells us how Americans think the country is doing ahead of the speech.
In the latest Fox News polling, just 31% of respondents were satisfied with the direction of the country. That's the lowest the number's been since 2013. 58% said the country is worse off than it was a year ago. Ahead of the CDC's announcement Friday, loosening mask-wearing guidance, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the president had been working on the speech and speaking with his COVID team.
And this work is broader than one piece of guidance. How we look at it is we're preparing to stay ahead of the virus, protecting our most vulnerable, keeping our country open.
Supply chain issues and implementation of the infrastructure bill were also topics she says the president is focused on. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Sony Pictures video game adaptation Uncharted, starring Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg, led box office sales. In its second weekend of release, it took in $23.3 million. A bill increasing the penalties for bothering or feeding an alligator in South Carolina has unanimously passed the state house, now heads for the Senate. The bill sets a $500 to $1,000 fine for people who feed, entice, or molest an alligator. The current fines are $100 to $150. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.